The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to what? Late May and early June. I'm Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on what is shaping up to be a great Saturday. Hi, Robin. How you doing?
Great. Like you say, how can we complain? I don't know. I don't remember February. I watched the last day of February. I watched on the news that we had 2 days in the whole month of February. We had an extra day this year that didn't break the record for temperatures. It's like
really
high. Yeah, it was like crazy. It was such a warm February.
Yeah,
nice.
And tonight,
March is not off to a bad start either, is it?
So far, right. In like a lamb, out like a lion, though.
Yep, we'll see.
And I think the low tonight, overnight, is supposed to be in the upper 40s to around 50 for the low.
Crazy.
That's like crazy. Late May weather.
Right, we'll take it.
And the crazy one.
Well, it is definitely affecting our business because our spring market is not starting here at the beginning of March. We are in full steam ahead. I mean, it has been so busy. My phone has been ringing off the hook.
Wow.
We have been listing houses and selling them the day after we list them or the day that we list them. We have had so many multiple offers already this spring. We have already had, I think we've already had, oh gosh, in the last probably 10 days, we've had 5 new listings that have all sold in a day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's happening. It's hopping out there.
Are those in that 250 to 400,000 range?
Oh, you are so smart. We had actually one that was in the low twos, one that was in the mid threes, two that were in the low threes, one that was in the high twos. So yeah, all in that price range. But actually, we had one that was, it was 565. Sold the day it got listed.
So really? That's yesterday. Wow.
Yesterday.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Very good.
So I saw a meme this week. You probably saw it as well, but I chuckled because you talk about this all the time, but it put it into a form that was easily understandable. It went like every 5 years dating back probably 30 years and showed what the interest rates were for mortgages. And then it averaged them out, and the average was over 7.5%.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then the freakishly low rates that we saw during the pandemic, but all those other years, I think the lowest rate was around 5%.
Right. Yeah. No, we have, when you look at it historically, our rates are absolutely nothing to grimace about, and the other thing about that is if you look at all of the factors that play a part, the interest rate, the price of the house, and the income that the household is making.
Yes.
All of those things play a part. So if you look back when houses were so cheap, people say, oh my God, houses used to be so cheap. Yeah. And then people had to pay 14, 15, 16, 17, 18% interest, and they were making what? $350, $4, $5 an hour. So, I mean, it's all relative, right? And that's why I constantly focus on, can you afford the house? I don't care what the purchase price is. I don't care what their interest rate is. I care about how much money are you putting down at the end of the day? What is your monthly expense going to be? And does that fit your budget?
Sure.
Because, again, very few people that I have ever sold a house to, and I'm talking about in 24 years, very few people that I sold houses to 24 years ago still own them. Now, there are a few. It's just that people don't stick with their house until the mortgage is paid off and then keep it until they have to downsize like they used to. You know, we talk about this almost every single week. People are just more transient these days. If they decide they want to move to California, they move to California. If they decide they want to, whatever they want to do. And many of them can because the kind of work that they do, they can do from home. They can even keep the same job they have and work remotely, even if they move out of state. Not always, but a lot of times they'll just take a different job if that's what it is that they're after. And a lot of people are moving to be closer to family. So used to be, okay, I graduate from college, I move halfway across the United States, that's where I'm going to stay. My kids see their grandparents a couple times a year. That's just the way it is. And I feel like that is changing and people are drawing back closer, you know, as a family unit. And I see a lot of people, and sometimes it's actually the grandparents doing the moving because now their kids and grandkids are settling somewhere and the kids have good jobs and now the grandparents are retired. So they'll move to be closer to the kids and the grandkids.
Yep.
But either way, the families are coming back together and being more, you know, centrally located. And I think that's for a whole lot of reasons.
I was talking to the mayor and she echoed exactly what you were saying, that we were talking about who is moving to Rochester. And she said more and more what she's running into is exactly what you said. Grandparents of children who never lived here, but got jobs here. You know why? Yep. And they settled here and then they came to visit their children or and their grandchildren and really liked the community and they ended up moving here as well. And part of that, of course, was to be close to the grandkids.
The grandkids, and then there's the added benefit of the world-class health care that they can get as they age. So it really truly is a win-win.
Absolutely.
So and, it's all good, you know? It's like used to be that people all stayed together, then time changed and people dispersed, and now it seems to be going back to people are coming back together. But I think that part of that is because people can be so much more mobile with their jobs and ability to work from home and changing careers. I mean, we've talked numerously about how many of us, you, me, friends our age would get a job out of college and think, okay, this is where I'll work until I retire. It was just kind of a mindset. That is not a mindset anymore.
No, it's not. Not at all.
And so, same with houses. When our parents bought houses, they bought houses to say, okay, I can't wait till someday I have my house paid off and this is where I'll live until I have to move. And my parents did it. Your parents did it. Most of our parents did it. And you're doing it. I'm doing it. But our kids probably are not.
Nope.
Our kids will probably move in the next 5 to 7 years. And it's not good, bad. It's not right or wrong. It's just the way it is.
You're right. This is the way we're talking about the grandparents moving to where the grandkids are or other family members are. They have the added advantage of the built-up equity that they have from wherever they were living before, which also makes that moving around that much easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I have a good friend who is not retired yet. She's in her late 60s and her husband is the same. And their son, who is a physician at Mayo, is building a big, beautiful house and he's building a whole wing for them. And they're like, we're fine on our own, but you know, he's looking into the future. Like, this is where I would like you to be someday. And I love it.
That's nice. Awesome. Yeah. Very nice.
I do tease Jenna a lot and say, well, I mean, when are you going to build my wing or finish the basement? When are you gonna get ready? I think she gets a little nervous.
Is she really just teasing or is she?
Exactly.
And I saw a new report from one of these outfits that looks at all sorts of data and statistics. And get this, they rated the Rochester area as the best area of the state of Minnesota to retire in and among the best in the nation.
Yeah.
That one did catch me by surprise because of the weather.
Well, after this winter, I mean, come on, that changes things. No, I think, again, it's because people really do focus on healthcare. I literally sold a house this past week in Wabasha, and those people are moving from Oregon, and they're moving to be closer to Mayo.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it was also affordability as well.
Affordability, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We don't think of it as affordable, but people from other parts of the country sure do.
And that's what I tell people. They say, oh, my gosh, the prices of houses have gone up so much. I'm like, should we just pull up the computer and look at some houses in California or out on the East Coast? Or, hey, let's look at Canada and see what they're paying. And, you know, in Canada, they don't even have a fixed mortgage. You can't lock your rate in for 30 years or 20 years or anything. It's like 5 or 7 year arms. That's all you can do. which when the rates were low, great. But as they climbed, that changes that payment that you have quite a bit. So if you were, you couldn't use my philosophy of set it to your budget because that would change immensely. So I'm super happy to have those loan products with those, you know, locked in and guaranteed rates that, of course, you can adjust if you so choose, but they can't do it if you don't want to.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not know that. We have to take a break already. Robin Gwaltney's with us this morning. We're talking about the Rochester real estate, the area, the real estate market. And we'll return in a moment with Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group Remax Results, News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on a Saturday morning. And during the break, Robin, you mentioned that you had come upon a publication that had a list of the 15 most sought after features of a home.
Yeah, and it made me laugh out loud because I'm like, well, I don't know what price point we're talking in, but my goodness, these people have some big hopes.
So
the 13 features that new home buyers say are essential.
Oh.
Essential. And then after that, there's the desirable. So the 13 that are essential are a laundry room. Well, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
A patio. Well, you know, sometimes it's a deck, sometimes.
Sure.
But that's fine. Energy efficient windows.
Mm-hmm.
That's desirable. I don't know if it's essential. Some people buy old houses. They're not necessarily energy efficient. Exterior lighting. Well, yes, for safety. I would have to agree with that. I don't think I've ever seen a house that doesn't have exterior lighting.
Right. At least one bulb by the door.
Something, yeah. Ceiling fan. Oh, yeah. My husband would, he'd be on that list for sure. Storage in the garage. Okay.
Yeah.
A front porch. I think that's...
I'd love a front porch.
I would say that's desirable, not necessarily essential. Hardwood flooring. That is definitely not essential. A full bath on the main level. So meaning a shower or a tub. Well, if you don't have a bedroom on the main level, I'm not sure...
Right.
Why that's essential.
And if you did have a bedroom, why wouldn't you have one?
Yeah, right. A walk-in pantry, well, that's definitely nice, but I sell lots and lots of houses that don't have that.
Landscaping,
well, yeah, I wouldn't want all dirt, so we have to have some sort of landscaping, right? And then energy-efficient appliances. I think appliances that work are definitely essential. And then the 13th one is space for a table in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, a dinette.
You used to have a separate dining area. Now a lot of people have it combined.
Yeah. So I don't know if I would say those amenities would suit desirable more than essential. But, you know, I guess people can answer when they are surveyed any way they want. Now, these are things that are the most popular technology features. And I would agree that I see a lot of all of these things. One is security cameras. Definitely people are very into those. Homes that are wired for security systems, you know, so they can actually watch it from their phone when they're not there, that kind of thing. A programmable thermostat. You and I have talked about how handy those come in because you can be on vacation, turn your heat way down.
Yeah.
You can check on it, make sure it's still, you know, warm enough that you don't have to worry about anything freezing, whatever. But then when you land and you're at the airport, and you don't want to come home to a 62 degree house. You just crank that baby up. And
yeah,
so instead of heating it all week and wasting all that fuel, you now are heat. Now you come home and the house is warm.
I don't know if there's any price difference anymore between the programmables and the old fashioned set the thermostat and leave it.
I don't know. But I mean, sometimes people will invest in updating what they have,
or the one that you can get on an app on your phone,
a Nest, or yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's good to have that. And then it's kind of funny because you get to your paperwork in real estate, and there's one thing that there's a question on the seller's disclosure that says, you know, are you wired to the house? Like basically, can you turn up the, you know, can you unlock your front door? Can you open your garage door? Can you turn up and down the heat? Because legally, you have to disclose that you have that capability and you legally have to agree to disconnect from all of that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Because if you don't, then, you know, unfortunately, then what happens is the next seller is at your under your command, basically. So, yeah, it's just something we never used to have to think about in the old days.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And a video doorbell. Those are a big deal. People like to see who's at their front door, whether you're home or not. It's kind of nice to look at your phone and go, oh, it's just the UPS guy with a package, or, oh, it's that neighbor. I'm going to pretend I'm not home. Whatever.
It's the deer galloping through my front lawn.
Correct. That can happen, can't it?
It does happen, yeah. I have one of those. If it's not my dog out by the front door on the chain at late night, it's deer.
That's so funny. That is so funny. And then there are some more. Now, these are definitely things that are, I don't want to say fads, but things change from, you know, over the years. Like, we went through a phase where everybody wanted real hardwood cabinetry to moving all the way to white acrylic. So we see different fads and different things kind of come and go. But right now, what's really big is quartz countertops or other engineered stone for kitchen countertops, lighting control system. You know, people like having backlights and dimmers and all kinds of lighting effects. Outdoor fireplaces are a big popular item if you have the space for it and the budget for it. Outdoor kitchens are also big, not as big as they are in, say, Arizona or other places where they can use them longer in the year, but we're seeing more and more of them for sure. And exposed beams are back, and that's not the first time that exposed beams have been a big deal, but people are really digging that again. So
until they find out that they have to maintain them, and then all of a sudden they become less popular again.
Yeah, exactly. I remember we had them in our house when I was growing up, and then my mom had them all painted white to match the ceiling. And then later she wanted them wood again. So my dad had to get a guy to like rebox them in. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I never want those.
And so I remember.
Go ahead.
Oh, the houses that were built in the 60s all had the hardwood floors that they put carpet on top of.
Oh yeah, they hit them with carpet. And yeah. Now I sell those houses and they find these treasured, beautiful mint condition hardwood floors when they take out the carpet that's been there since 1972. And they're like, oh, wow, I love it. Yeah, it's fun. So now in that same article, they talked about, all right, now that we've heard the voices of buyers and what's essential, what's desired, you know, what they're dreaming about, then there's another paragraph about what builders are prioritizing. So it says The National Home Builders Association also surveyed home builders to find the features that they say they're most likely to include in a newly built home in 2024. Topping their list, laundry room. I mean, is this a
again?
I think what's important about the laundry rooms is they're definitely bigger. You know, there's more storage in them. There's room for folding clothes, those kind of things. And I also think where the laundry room is located in the house is a big deal. A lot of people who have two stories and all the bedrooms are upstairs want the laundry room upstairs. They don't want to haul the clothes and the sheets downstairs to wash them, to haul them back upstairs to put them away. So that was a very smart thing that came out. Of course, you have to think about the negative, and that is I've been in houses where that washing machine upstairs overflowed. Oh. And then the water comes down from the second floor to the first floor, from the first floor to the basement. But they do have those trays that they put under them. So as long as it's not a big leak or someone's there. And to resolve that, I would just say, do your laundry when you're at home.
You know? Yeah, don't leave it running when you're not there.
Don't leave it running when you leave, but no matter what floor it's on. All right, so that, and then a great room. People love the open concept where the kitchen, the living room, the dining room are just all one big room. And that has been around for a while because we built our house in 2005 and I wouldn't have built it any other way because that was kind of a hot thing then. So probably since 2000, it's hung around for, here we go, 24 years, right?
Well, I think it's more than that. Where we live, the neighborhood, most of them have that feature and they were built in the early 90s.
Well, yeah, actually actually, when I say that, the first house that I had, our first house had a big open one big room. So yeah, it's been around a while, but I say really became like a must have. People stopped wanting the separate rooms for at least the last 25 years. You'll always find the buyer that says, I appreciate separate rooms and private space for my husband and myself. And, you know, so it's each to his own, but it's a real popular thing and builders are making it a priority. 9 foot plus ceilings on the first floor of the house. People do like tall ceilings for sure. A large center island in the kitchen. Yep. I've never heard someone say that island's too big. They love the large. A walk-in closet in the primary bedroom. And I'll add the bigger, the better. Again, people have never said, oh, that closet's just too big for me. Efficient windows, walk-in pantries, front porches, programmable thermostats, a two-car garage. Well, that surprises me because I guess in Minnesota, when you have to park your car in the garage, or at least you want to park your car in the garage, I think three-car garages are even more popular than two-car garages. A fireplace in the house, not necessarily an outside one, and quartz kitchen countertops.
There we go again. Well, they match up pretty closely, actually.
Matching up pretty closely, so that should make home buyers pretty happy.
All right. We are going to take another break and return in a moment with more of Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9.
Any disease, tax fees may apply.
Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We're back with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. Shaping up to be a beautiful weekend, and I know you have some listings, Robin, but you wanted to cover some more feature type.
One little fact that was in that article that I found to be pretty interesting, and that is that people are less concerned about the square footage. They're more concerned about not having a cookie cutter house. They want things that feel like it was more customized for them. They want more of the high end amenities, as we just talked about. So the actual newly constructed house drops to its lowest level in 13 years of square footage to 2,479 square feet. So people are going with smaller houses, but customized more for them with more of the add-ons and higher amenities. So it's interesting.
But 2,400 square feet is still a nice size house.
Small. Yeah, I guess it depends on how many people you have in it, yeah. Right? But yeah, no, it's just, again, that's the way we're going. I've had some buyers recently who tell me they're just doing one car. I'm like, oh, wow, things are circling back. I remember that used to be the way. But anyway, okay, here we go. I'll go over some listings real quick. We've got those beautiful new construction townhomes out on Zapala Court. I think we have all of the building complete now, so we just put three more on. That's 5343 Zapala Court, three beds, three baths, 2,048 square feet, and they are 374.9. Very, very nice units. Beautiful floor plan, really well thought out. I just told you that this one sold, and that was 1118 Southern Hills Lane Southwest. Hot property, came on the market yesterday. I think there were six showings, and I believe an offer has been accepted. If not, it will be tied up by the end of today. So that was 565. Over on Coral Court, we had a two-bed, two-bath townhome, and I say had because that also sold first day on the market, and that was 359.9. And then Wabasha, 729 9th Street East, that one, again, 339, three-bedroom, three-bath, and also sold. So, I mean, sorry, these really haven't been on the market.
Going like hotcakes.
Going like hotcakes. We do have one over in Wabasha, 65972-143 3rd Avenue. It's a three-bed, three-bath, three-car garage, sits on 1.8 acres, pretty private, 359.9. And then down in Chatfield, 2127 Margaret Street, we've got a 5-bed, 4-bath, 3-car garage, 3,400 square feet, built in 1998, sits just under 2 acres. That one is 619. And we have in Rochester, 5110 Lehman Lane. This one is 5 beds, 4 baths, 3-car garage, 565. And you know, that's nice. We've got Highway 52 North in Preston, a 3-bed, 3-bath, 5-car garage for 389. And that one sits on just about an acre, 0.98 acre. And then we have one out in Dodge Center that's basically a commercial. It's a very interesting listing. It is it's over 5 acres. It's got a home, and then it's got a 50 by 65 commercial building and room for more commercial shops and buildings. It's a good piece of property. It's right out there by McNelius, and that one is 850. Then we have, that one is sold. That was another Wabasha one. And I guess that's about all we have. But do we have any time left, or are we out?
We're almost out.
Okay, well then I will save the market report for next week. Okay. I have just some. That's fine. We'll go over it next week. No problem at all. We'll just close by saying that I am here and the Gwaltney Group is here to help you with any of your real estate needs. And when I say that, it doesn't just have to be buying a house or selling a house. You might have a question about whether or not it makes sense to remodel your kitchen or finish your basement, or what are the average values doing in your neighborhood, or we're thinking about selling this summer, what could we be doing now to get ready? I mean, anything that you can dream up that has anything to do with real estate, do not hold back. Just call me and I'm happy to help. Again, I can help you move anywhere in the country. I'm super well connected to excellent agents throughout the United States. Well, actually, even outside of the country, if you want to know the truth. So if you have anything real estate related that I can help you with, please call my cell phone at 507-259-4926, and I'll be happy to help.
All right. Robin, you enjoy the weekend and the rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great.
Thank you very much. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM, and 96.9 FM.
Ashers Association.